Today is a special day.
当我们在这地方，我们能够来敬拜我们的主的时候，
When we gather here and to be able to worship our God,
我们也真的是纪念那些在地震中间那些灾民。
We would like to remember those who suffer in the midst of all these earthquakes.
我们不晓得这些事情为什么会发生。
We do not understand why this happened.
但是我们知道我们的主是一位公义的主。
However, we know that our God is a righteous God.
在耶稣约耶利米书曾经这样子讲。
In the Old Testament, the book of Jeremiah.
在29:10，耶和华如此说：为巴比伦所定的70年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们扔回此地。耶和华说：我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。要叫你们末后有指望，你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 10 through 14. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord.Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you.Declares the Lord, and will bring you back in a place from which I carry you into exile.
因为我们的神是亚伯拉罕的神。
Because our Lord is the Lord of Abraham.
让我们起立来唱这首歌。
Let's all rise and sing this hymn together.
Oh,
神因着爱我们，把他的独生子赐给我们。
Our Lord, because of love, He gave us His only Son.
更特别的是，这位独生子不单单是我们的神，更是我们的朋友。
God Jesus is not only our God, He's also our friend.
在约翰福音这样记载，耶稣曾经这样讲过。
In the book of John, it is written.
在约翰福音第十五章第十二节开始，耶稣说：“你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。你们若遵循我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。”以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友，因我从我父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。
In the book of John chapter 15 verses 12, My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friendsYou are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I choose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command, love each other.
下面我们一起来唱这首诗歌《耶稣恩友》。
Now we're going to sing it together, Friend We Have in Jesus.
耶稣恩友，好好祝福我哟。
So that when we are suffering, we can always come to our Lord. Because Jesus has promised us.
在马太福音第十一章第二十八节这样说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。”
Because in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, it is said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
下面我们一起来唱这首歌，当。 转眼仰望耶稣。
Next we also singing them together. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
你心灵是否烦恼痛苦？
有眼睛不再看日出，
将梦的烟抹掉的生命，
人们每个人在我们心。
Yes, Lord, when we stand before you, we want to turn our eyes upon you.
在我们生活当中有许许多多大大小小的事情，但是我们要定睛在你身上。
In our lives, we face problems big and small. However, we would like to turn our eyes upon you.
所以我们知道对学生来说，礼拜五期末考才刚结束。
Lord, for students, they just finished their finals last Friday.
也许有些考试的情形并不完全如我们所想要的。
Some of those may not do as well as they would like to do in their exams.
但是我们还是为过去一个学期你的带领，我们感谢你。
However, we still like to give thanks to you for your guidance for the past semester.
无论顺利或不顺利，是我们都知道你在引导我们成长。
No matter if it's going according to what we want, we know that you are guiding us.
我们就感谢你。
We thank you.
所以我们也谢谢你保守祝福昨天教会的交友。
We thank you for giving us a wonderful day for our church picnic.
特别保守天气，让我们一切能够非常顺利的来进行。
We thank you for giving us a wonderful weather so that we can have everything go as planned.
让我们一百多人能够一同放松，有一同在一起联谊的时间。
And more than 100 people can all get together and relax and play together.
所以当然我们知道，我们心中仍然非常挂念 在四川地震的救灾的工作。
Lord, we still remember our people who are in Sichuan and who are in the middle of all these earthquake problems.
所以我们感谢你，虽然已经四五天过去了，但是还有人被救出来。
Well, we know that although it's been 4 or 5 days, and we can still see people being saved from the area.
我们仍然恳求能够有更多的人能够被拯救出来。
And we also ask the Lord to help them so that more people can be saved.
所以对我们这些认识你的人来说，我们知道更重要的工作是能够帮助这些人灵魂也能够得救。
Lord, we know that what's more important is that their souls are saved also.
主啊，生命是何等的宝贵。
Well, we know that our lives are precious.
主啊，当我们为这些救灾的工作祷告的时候，主啊，我们也恳求你提醒我们传福音的重要。
Lord, when we pray for all these works for those rescue people, rescuers, we also pray for the work of spreading gospel.
主啊，特别有许多家庭，有许多心灵需要被重建的时候，我们真是巴不得他们也能够认识主。
Well, especially these families, their family, their house, and their souls need to be rebuilt. We pray that your word can be with them also.
因为我们今天所唱的诗歌也能够成为他们的帮助。
We ask that the hymn that we sang today can be their help.
让他们也能够转眼仰望耶稣。
So then they can also turn their eyes upon Jesus.
让他们也能够定睛在主的奇妙慈容。
So that they can fix their eyes on your wonderful grace.
所以我们把我们在座的人站立在你面前的人也都仰望你。
Lord, we also lift up everybody who is standing before you.
就知道许多弟兄姐妹要陆续的出城。
Well, we know that many brothers and sisters are going to leave this town.
也许有的会回家，也许有的会去工作，也许有的会开始新一阶段在海外的读书。
Some may return home, some may go on to a different job, and some may even go overseas.
所以我们都求你保守看顾每一位。
We ask you to protect them and watch them.
特别保守我们在暑期的时候，我们在与主的关系上不是变得更放松。
We especially ask you to be with us and help us, so then even during summer break, our relationship with you is not taking a break.
但是让我们有机会花更多时间来亲近你，是让我们在与主的关系上有新的突破。
Instead, you help us to be even closer to you, so then we can get more blessings from you.
我们也知道CBS 今天下午开始有他们的 camping trip， 我们也求主厚厚的赐福他们。
We know that CBS is going to have their camping trip starting this afternoon. We ask you to be with them.
我们教会有一些弟兄姐妹今天下午开始会来上神学院延伸制的课程传道书。
And some brothers and sisters will start their Bible extension courses this afternoon.
我们都求主祝福。
We ask you to bless them.
我们更把今天早上的崇拜恭恭敬敬的仰望。
We also respectfully lift up today's worship.
愿你使用你的使女蔡老师来向我们传讲你的信息。
We ask you to use your servant Dr. Tai to preach your words.
求主赐给我们一个谦卑受教的心。
We ask you to give us a humble and teachable heart.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
下面是起印经文的时间。
And now it's time for responsive reading.
今天要读的经文是在希伯来书10:19-39.
The passage is going to be in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10:19-39.
那么下面时间交给张宇弟兄。
We're going to give time to Brother 张宇。
起印的经文在希伯来书10:19-39.
Responsive reading is in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 19 to 39.
请大家打开教会圣经新约部分第395页。
You can turn to the church's Bible in the New Testament, page 395.
好，那下面我读单数节，请大家回应双数节。
I'll read the verses, and the congregation will read the even verses.
最后一节我们大家一起来。
And we will all read the last verse together.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，
是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路。
红幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
又有一位大祭司治理神的家，
令我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
因为我们得知天道以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再没有了。
唯有占据等候审判和那烧灭众敌人的烈火。
人甘犯摩西的律法，凭两三个见证人尚且不得怜悯而死，
何况人践踏神的儿子，将那使他成圣之约的血当作平常，又亵慢施恩的圣灵。你们想他要受的刑罚该怎样加重呢？
因为我们知道谁说深渊在我，我必报应，就说要审判他的百姓。
落在永生神的手里真是可怕的。
你们要追忆往日，活了光照以后，所忍受大战争的各样苦难，
一面被毁谤遭患难成了戏景叫众人观看，一面陪伴那些受这样苦难的人。
因为你们洗去了那些被捆锁的人，并且你们的家业被人抢去，也甘心忍受，知道自己有更美长存的家业。
所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐。
你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以所应许的。
因为还有一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。
只是一人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。感谢神。
那么下面是奉献的时间。
Now it's time for offering.
那么奉献是为基督徒所预备的。
Offering is instituted for Christians.
如果你还不是基督徒，或者说你不了解奉献意义，请不要勉强。
If you're not yet a Christian or you do not understand the meaning of offering, you do not have to do it.
所以当奉献袋传到你的面前的时候，就麻烦你传给下一个。
In that case is when the offering bag is passed to you, you can just simply pass it back to the person next to you.
那么我们下面请诗师前来做奉献。在这部分的时候，让我们一起来唱这首诗歌，都归耶稣，在诗本的460首。
At the same time, we will sing them together, All for Jesus, is on page 460.
耶稣，
pray for the offering. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for choosing us to be your children. We thank you for forgiving our sins. We thank you for giving us abundantly. We thank you for letting us to be able to take out just a little bit of what you have given us to put before you. We ask you to use it in your ministry. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now it's time to for scripture reading.
那么今天要读的经文是在路加福音14:25-35.
Today's scripture reading is in the book of Luke, chapter 14:25-35.
那么我来读，请弟兄姊妹来听。
I will read it and the congregation will listen.
路加福音14:25，有极多的人和耶稣同行。他转过来对他们说，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先坐下计算花费，能盖成不能呢？恐怕安了地基不能成功，看见的人都笑话他，说这个人开了工却不能完工。或是一个王出去和别的王打仗，岂不先坐下夺粮，能用10,000兵去敌那领20,000兵的来攻打他吗？若是不能，就趁着敌人还远的时候，派使者去求河西的条款。这样你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。盐本是好的，盐若失了味，可用什么叫它再咸呢？或用在田里，或堆在粪里，都不合适，只好丢在外面，有耳可听的就应当听。我们下面时间交给我们今天讲的。
We will first introduction of our teacher today.
我们很高兴今天有蔡金玲老师专程从加州飞到我们这个小城来。
We are really honored that Dr. Jenny Tai has come from California to visit us.
她是达拉斯神学院的神学博士。
She has won, gotten a PhD degree in theology from Dallas Seminary.
曾经在中华福音神学院在台湾的校本部还有在北美的分校教学多年。
And she has been teaching in China Evangelical Seminary in Taiwan and North America for many years.
那她这次来特别是为我们开设传道书的神学院延伸制课程。
And her trip here this time specifically to give us lectures on the seminary extension courses.
我们很高兴今天早上不只是今天早上她会为我们传讲组的信息。
And not only this morning she'll be giving us messages from God.
在礼拜五晚上也会带领我们中文团契的联合聚会。
Friday night she will also lead a combined fellowship.
我们把时间交给蔡老师。
We give time to Dr. Tai.
首先感谢神，让我有这个机会可以来到这里，来到贝教会和大家一起分享神的话语。
I would like to first thank God to give me this opportunity to come to you and to share God's words with you.
刚刚我们读了路加福音14:25-35.
And we have just read Luke chapter 14:25-35.
那是记载耶稣他前往耶路撒冷旅程当中的一段谈话。
And that was a sort of a description of a conversation that he has given on his way to Jerusalem.
这也是耶稣前往耶路撒冷旅程当中的一个转捩点。
And this is also a very critical point on his way to Jerusalem.
因为我们可以看到耶稣谈话的对象不再是前面所谈到的法利赛人跟文士们。
And because we can see that those who he was speaking to was not the Pharisees and those scribes anymore.
因为我们可以看到法利赛人跟文士对耶稣所谈的话不感兴趣。
So we can see that the Pharisees and also the scribes they were interested in what Jesus was talking about.
虽然如此，可是我们看到还有一大群群众跟随他。
Despite of the fact that they're not interested, we can see that there's still a large crowd that's following him.
所以我们可以看到耶稣谈话的对象现在转移到这一群人跟门徒们身上。
So Jesus started to converse with the crowd that's around him and his disciples.
可是我们刚刚请大家注意到，有没有一些话让你觉得很震惊？
And have you noticed that in the scripture we just read, is there something that's really shocking to you?
他说，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
He said that if anyone who comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
然后我们可以看到这里，爱我胜过爱，原文作恨。
So here in Chinese is translated into who does not love me more than loving other people. In the original language, it is written as hate.
我们看了一定是会觉得难以接受。
So then, isn't it kind of hard to accept for us?
但是我们就要好好仔细思想整个圣经经文的内容。
However, we need to look at the entire context.
耶稣并不是要跟随他的人要恨恶所有的人伦关系。
Jesus is not asking those who are following him to hate all these human relationships.
我们可以看到旧约的十诫还有四福音里面都谈到要孝敬父母。
Because in the Ten Commandments and also in the Gospel books, we can see that Jesus actually teaches us to love.
可是为什么这里说要恨恶他们呢？
And why is it that here it's talking about to hate those people?
我们也看到新约保罗他说，丈夫们当爱你的妻子。
And also in the New Testament, Paul also says that husbands, you should love your wives.
这里怎么会说到要恨恶他们的配偶呢？
And why is it that here is talking about to hate your spouses?
那么在马太、马可、路加、耶稣都有提到说耶稣爱所有的小孩。
And also in the book of Matthew, Mark and Luke, Jesus also talks about to love little children.
他抱着小孩为他们按手祝福。
And he would hold them, he would give them blessings.
所以不可能他要父母亲们恨恶他们的小孩。
And it seems absolutely impossible that Jesus will ask parents to hate their children.
在登山宝训里面也提到说要跟弟兄和好，鼓励弟兄彼此相爱。
In the Beatitudes, and Jesus also commands us to love one another.
所以我们可以看到在这里面圣经里面许多地方都提到我们要爱我们的父母、孩子还有跟我们的弟兄姐妹彼此相爱。
So that here we can see throughout the Bible, Jesus actually teaches us to love our parents, our spouses, our children, and our brothers and sisters.
可是在26节这里面，耶稣却是劝告跟随他的人要爱主胜过一切。
And however, here in verse 26, Jesus commands us to love him more than loving anything else.
甚至还要恨恶自己的性命。
Or even to hate your own life.
我们可以看到这里面提到的是做门徒的第一个要点。
So it looks like this is the first thing you have to do to be a disciple.
这到底是什么意思呢？
What does that really mean?
其实在圣经的解释上面，若是表面上看来很矛盾，表示这个地方很重要。
So actually in the Bible, if you see that is something that is sort of not making sense, this is something that's probably very important.
里面一定有很重要的真理要我们学习。
There must be something about the truth that's really critical for us to learn.
事实上耶稣在这里面用的是一种吊诡式的说话。
And here Jesus is using a paradox.
我们可以说是是非而是的说话。
When something that looks is kind of like true or is not necessarily right.Or something that looks kind of like wrong is actually true.
目的是用来强调我们跟主之间的关系是非常的独特。
And here is actually trying to emphasize that our relationship with the Lord is very special.
世上没有任何一个关系可以跟主的关系互相比较。
Because there is no relationship on this world that can compare with our relationship with the Lord.
恨这个字呢，事实上路加是用了希伯来人的语气的用法。
Here in the book of Luke, it's using the word hate, and that is a way of sort of a Hebrew expression.
这是犹太人的语言的用法。
And that's a Hebrew sort of a linguistic way of expressing it.
我们可以看到在摩西五经的律法书就有这样子的记载。
And if you look at the book of Torah, which is the five books of Moses, then we can see the same kind of expression.
我们可以看创世纪二十九章的二十九节到三十一节。
If we look at the book of Genesis, chapter 29, verses 29 to 31.
在 PowerPoint 上应该会有这样子的经文出来。
We should be able to see that on the PowerPoint.
在创世纪二十九章的二十九节到三十一节，这里面有说到。
Here in Genesis, chapter 29, verses 29 to 31, it says.
雅各爱拉结，甚是爱利亚。然后耶和华见利亚失宠，这里面有讲到原文被恨，耶和华见利亚被恨或者是失宠，就使他生育。
Here it says Jacob loved Rachel more than Leah, and when the Lord saw that Leah was not loved, he opened her womb.
所以这个恨这个字就是失宠的意思。
So the word hate means not loved.
不要多爱或是少爱的意思。
Or it's love not enough or love less.
所以耶稣在这个地方他用了一种吊诡式的说法。
So here Jesus is using a paradoxical way of saying it.
这句话的意思反过来就是如此。
So if we look at it from the other way around, it's supposed to be this way.
就是在神的国度里面，什么是爱我们的配偶跟孩子还有父母最好的方法呢？
It's trying to say that the best way to love our parents, our spouse, and our children in God's kingdom is to
就是要恨他们。
It is to hate them.
其实就是不要多爱他们。
And which means it is not to love them too much.
反而要更多的爱主。
But you have to love God more.
因为我们更多的爱主，我们就有从主来的爱，可以爱我们的父母亲。
Because if you are able to love God more, then you will have the kind of God, love that's from God to love your spouses and your parents.
我们有从主更多的爱来爱我们的家人。
So then we have more love from God to love our family.
这就是圣经里面所用的吊诡式的说法。
And that is why it's sort of sounds like a paradox in Bible.
其实这里面也是在圣经里面常用的一种夸大话。
And here, it's also sort of a way to exaggerate the expression in Bible.
用夸大的方式来强调一个重点。
So this is kind of a hyperbolic way to emphasize a certain point.
强调我们对耶稣的爱必须超过对其他人的爱。
So Jesus is emphasizing that your love for Jesus has to be more than your love for anything else.
在我面前，任何人跟主比起来都是失宠的。
So anybody who compares with the Lord is not loved.
甚至我们在面临生命的威胁的时候，人要忠心到底。
And even if we face dangers to our lives, we still have to keep our faith in the Lord.
这并不是说我们要恨恶自己的家人或生命。
That is why it is not time to say that we have to hate our family or our life.
就是，而是说，当这一些跟主耶稣互相比较的时候，我们一定要选择爱耶稣。
And it's trying to say that when all these other things compare to Jesus, we have to love Jesus more.
爱耶稣胜过于一切。
We love Jesus more than anything else.
其实这也就是《生命记》第六章那里面说，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
And that is also why in Deuteronomy it's given to us that we have to love the God our Lord with all your heart, all your life, and all your soul.
就是我们从教会历史的记载来看。
If you look at this from the aspect of church history.
许多跟随主的人都要面临许多的逼迫。
And many people who follow Jesus are persecuted.
有很多的地方当人信了耶稣以后就面临生命的抉择。
In many areas of this world when they decide to follow Jesus they actually face the problem of the danger of losing their life.
这种情况以今天的回教地区最严重。
And nowadays it's especially serious in like Muslim countries.
根据回教的法律若有人背叛回教他就必须处以死刑。
According to Muslim laws anybody who betrayed or abandoned their Muslim religion, they have to face death.
特别是今天的沙特阿拉伯、伊朗、苏丹等等这些回教国家都是用这种法律。
And especially nowadays in Saudi Arabia, in Sudan, in Iran, they also hold the same kind of laws.
在2006年3月的时候，有一则轰动世界的新闻。
In March of 2006, there is a news that's sort of shocking the world.
有一位叫做他的全名叫 Abdul Rahman, Rahman.
So a person whose name is Abdul Rahman.
他因为改信基督教，他必须要面临回教法律的审判。
And because he chose to believe in Christianity, and then he has to face persecution from Muslim law.
这个审判就是他要被判死刑。
And the sentence is for him to face a death sentence.
当时候，阿富汗的宗教首领他们威胁政府。
Religious leaders in Afghanistan, they actually threatened the government.
他们说，如果政府屈服于西方的压力，要释放这个人的时候，他们就要暴动。
They said that if the government actually surrendered to the pressures from the Western world, they are going to start a riot.
但是我们看到这一位阿富汗人，就是这一位改信基督教的这一位 Rahman 呢，他一点都不害怕。
However, we see that this person whose name is Rahman, and who just chose to believe in Jesus, he was not afraid.
最后呢，我们可以看到，在我相信一定有很多基督徒为他祷告。
We knew that many Christians prayed for him.
还有西方政府的斡旋。
And we also know that the Western world is trying to reconcile.
他最后被放逐到英国。
And he was eventually exiled to England.
这是一个很幸运的一件事情。
And it was a fortunate ending.
神保守了他。
And God has protected him.
但是我们看到不是每一次都是这样的。
However, we know that not every person who chose to believe in Jesus had the same kind of result.
我们可以知道，去年七月的时候，有个韩国宣教队伍到阿富汗去。
And we know that last year in July, a group of Korean missionaries went to Afghanistan.
其中就有人殉道而死。
And there are people who actually was murdered.
所以我们可以看到，今天在回教地区，要信耶稣是要面临生命的代价吧。
And nowadays, we know that even nowadays, when you are going to spread the gospel, you chose to believe in Jesus.You have to pay the price.
今天我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹，我们虽然没有面对生命的威胁
，and although here, everybody who are here today may not necessarily face the problem of losing their lives.
但是二十六节里面的原则仍旧适用在我们的身上。
However, the principles that we learn from verse 26 can still apply to our lives.
就是我们在家里面，我们是否爱主胜过一切呢
？And we have to think that in our families, do we love God more than we love each other?
我们有没有让主居首位
？Do we let God be our leader in the family?
我们可以看到，在一般的基督化家庭的讲座或书本上，在谈到家庭的时候，都说把神放在第一位。
And we can hear from a lot of seminars or books that is teaching us. That in a Christian family, we should let God be our leader.
那么呢，当我们把神放在第一位的时候，家里的成员的关系就会更和谐。
And when we put God first, the relationships in the family is getting better.
所以二十六节表面看起来好像是很严厉。
So in verse 26, it looks as if this is a very strict kind of principle.
其实神所有的命令都是为人的好处着想的。
However, we have to understand that all these principles are given to us for our own benefit.
他知道我们人的爱有限。
And he knows that because our love is limited.
如果我们用人的爱来爱我们的家人
，If we use our humanly love to love our family,
有时候过多人的爱往往让对方受不了。
And if it's too much, you actually you're going to choke each other.
所以常常家里的争执。吵架就在这个地方产生
，and that will therefore actually cause a lot of conflict and fight.
所以我们不妨每个人在这个礼拜，我们试试看。
So in the coming week, we can try in our family.
多花时间在神的身上
，spend more time with God.
把生活的重心转移到神的身上。
And put your focus on God.
凡事让主居首位。
And let God be your leader.
多默想神的话。
And meditate God's words.
多为我们的家人祷告。
And pray for our family members.
也多为别人祷告。
Pray for each other.
甚至为这世上受苦的人祷告。
Pray for those who are suffering in this world.
你会发现，因着我们亲近主，我们整个人会被改变。
You'll find that you will be changed completely when you start to get closer to God.
我们越亲近主，我们就越有多从主来的爱来爱别人。
The more you love God, the more love you will to receive from God to love one another.
如果我们这样子继续下去，我们的灵命会因此而成长。
If we continue to do this, our spiritual life will grow.
我们的家庭关系会更好。
Our family relationship will be better.
我们家庭里面会更充满主的爱。
And our family will be filled with God's love.
接着我们看二十七节，这是第二点。
And next we would like to read verse 27.
二十七节说，凡不背着自己的十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
Here it says that anyone who does not carry his cross to follow God, he cannot be Jesus' disciple.
到底十字架所代表的意思是什么呢？
What is the cross represent?
十字架是当时候罗马处死刑犯的一个工具。
The cross actually is a tool of execution in the Roman times.
在主前六百年的时候，腓尼基人也用这种刑具来处罚犯人。
In 600 BC, the Phoenicians they also used the same way to execute their prisoners.
后来罗马、埃及、埃及、罗马陆续都使用这种刑具来处决人。
Later on in Egypt and in Rome.They use the same way to execute their criminals too.
特别是在耶稣的时代
especially in Jesus' time,
罗马人用这种刑罚来处决什么样的人呢？奴隶，还有罪大，就是逃跑的奴隶，还有罪大恶极的刑犯。
So in Jesus' time, the Romans they use this way of execution to kill the servants who had run away and those who really have committed very serious crimes.
在罗马的历史学者，他们曾经有过对十字架的一种记载。
The scholars of Roman history they found this kind of discussion about the cross.
他们说到，当人被钉在十字架上的时候，他死亡的过程很慢。
It's saying that the how people die on the cross is actually a very slow process.
他们的双手双脚在十字架上是慢慢的腐烂。
Their hands and their feet actually slowly deteriorate.
他的身体也暴露在夜晚的霜寒跟白日的。太阳的炎热当中
and their bodies are exposed to the coldness at night and then the heat in the morning.
通常十字架上的犯人他们要等到三到七天才会慢慢死亡
and those who are nailed on the cross usually takes about three to seven days to die.
这是慢慢的呼吸困难慢慢的窒息而死
and at the last moment they just gradually become very difficult to breathe and they just gradually die.
所以这是一种非常残忍的刑罚。
So this is actually a very cruel execution.
我们的耶稣就是被钉死在这样的十字架上。
Jesus was nailed on the cross and died the same way.
到底耶稣死在十字架上有什么样特别的意义？
However, what special significance or meaning does that give forth by Jesus dying on the cross?
如果我们从圣经来看犹太人是怎么看十字架的时候我们就更加了解了
If we from the Bible we learn of how the Jews look at the cross we know what Jesus' death on the cross signifies
我们可以来看约翰福音第十九章
Let's read the book of John chapter 19
十九章好我们看这里面这里是记载比拉多他在跟这群犹太人的对话他在审判耶稣的情况
This is a recording of the conversation between Pontius Pilate and the crowd of Jews
比拉多知道根据犹太人的根据罗马的法律耶稣是不需要被钉在十字架上的
Pilate knows that according to Roman law Jesus does not deserve death 因为耶稣不是逃跑的奴隶 because Jesus is not a runaway slave
也不是罪大恶极的重刑犯
he also did not commit any serious crimes
但是比拉多为了讨好犹太人把耶稣逮捕了
however the Pilate trying to please the crowd so then he actually captured Jesus
并且鞭打了耶稣
he whipped him
当时比拉多可能不知道这群犹太人是多么的痛恨耶稣。
At that time, Pilate may not necessarily know exactly how much the Jews hate Jesus.
我们可以看到在第四节，第四节这里，比拉多又出来对众人说，我带他出来见你们，叫你们知道我查不出他有什么罪来。
Especially in verse 4, he says, here it says, once more Pilate came out and said to the Jews, look, I'm bringing him out.to you and let you know that I find no basis for a charge against him.
第五节，耶稣出来，带着荆棘冠冕，穿着紫袍。比拉多对他们说，你们看这个人。
Verse 5, when Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, Pilate said to them, here's the man.
第六节，祭司长和差役看见他，就喊着说，钉他十字架，钉他十字架。比拉多说你们自己把他钉十字架吧我查不出他有什么罪来
As soon as the chief priests and other officials saw him they shouted crucify, crucify but Pilate answered you take him and crucify him as for me I find no basis for a charge against him
从这一段话的背景我们可以看出比拉多他如此说的意思就是耶稣不需要用十字架来刑罚他
And from the background of this conversation, we can see that Pilate actually is trying to say that Jesus does not deserve to be crucified on the cross.
若是要用十字架来刑罚耶稣，犹太人要说出道理才行。
Because if you were going to use this kind of to use the cross, then the Jews have to bring an appropriate reason or charge against them.
所以呢，犹太人就在第七节如此回答。我们有律法，按那律法，他是该死的，因他以自己为神的儿子。
Therefore, in verse 7, the Jews replied, the Jews insisted, we have a law, and according to that law, he must die, because he claimed to be the Son of God.
因为耶稣早先就说他是神的儿子。
Because Jesus did say earlier that he's Son of God.
所以犹太人就认为耶稣亵渎了神的律法。
Therefore, the Jews thought that Jesus actually blessing the name of Jesus, blessing the law.
这律法原来是神借着摩西所颁布的。
The law was given to the Jews through Moses from God.
其实如果比拉多了解当时候犹太人的心态，还有了解摩西的律法的话，耶稣不用被钉十字架的。
And if Pilate understands the background of the laws and what the Jews was thinking about, Jesus does not have to be crucified.
在旧约立位记那里面提到说亵渎神的是被石头打死就好、
because in again the book of Deuteronomy 立位记 Leviticus in the book of Leviticus it actually says that those who has blasphemed God's name he has to be stoned to death
犹太人很熟悉这样子的律法
so the Jews they actually are very familiar with their own laws
如果耶稣是亵渎神的话他只要被石头打死就好
So if Jesus had really indeed blessing God's name he only needs to be stoned to death
那为什么犹太人坚持要耶稣钉十字架呢
And why is it that the Jews insisted that Jesus was crucified
其实这群犹太人知道十字架是人间最痛苦的刑罚
And because the Jews knew that to be nailed on the crossis the worst punishment you can receive.
除了这个原因以外还有另外一个原因
And that's one reason, there's another reason.
因为在生命记21章里面有提出来
In the book of Deuteronomy says
在21章的22节到23节
In chapter 21 verses 22 through 23
这里面讲到说人若犯该死的罪被治死了你将他挂在木头上他的尸首不可留在木头上过夜必要当日将他埋葬免得玷污了耶和华你神所赐你为业之地因为被挂的人是在神面前受咒诅的
Here it says, if a man guilty of a capital offense is put to death and his body is hung on the tree, you must not leave his body on the tree overnight. Be sure to bury him that same day, because anyone who is hung on the tree is under God's curse. You must not desecrate the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance.
原来按照犹太人的律法，如果人犯了如果犯了法被判死刑，被石头打死，他可以被神饶恕的。
Because according to the Jewish law, if anyone who has committed such a crime that he has to be stoned to death, he can be forgiven by God.
他的灵魂仍旧可以得到赦免。
So his soul can be forgiven.
但是如果法官判这个犯人是挂在木头上的时候，神的咒诅就永远在他身上。
If a man is guilty of a capital offense and is to be hung on the tree, he is to be cursed forever.
他的罪永不得赦免。
And his sin will not ever be forgiven.
就表示这个人生命永远与神隔绝。
It also means that this person's life will forever be separated from God.
所以当犹太人喊叫要耶稣钉十字架的时候，
So when the Jews shouted, crucify, crucify,
他们盼望耶稣的生命跟神隔绝。
They are trying to make sure that Jesus' life is forever separated from God.
他们盼望神的咒诅永远在耶稣的身上。
And they are trying to make it such that God's curse is with Jesus forever.
那请问神有没有把咒诅放到耶稣的身上呢？
And do we know that whether God has put his curse on Jesus forever?
有没有呢？
Did God do that? Did that happen?
答案是肯定的。
And the answer is for sure.
为什么呢？
Why?
加拉太书三章十三节这里面说到。
In the book of Galatians it says.
加拉太书三章十三节说，基督既为我们受了咒诅，啊，这里受原文或成啊，基督既为我们受了咒诅，他成了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。
Galatians 3:13. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on the tree.
在2003年的时候 Mel Gibson 拍了一部电影。
In the year 2003, Mel Gibson made a movie.
我想我们在座很多人都看了这部电影。
I think many people probably have seen it.
基督的受难。
The Passion of Christ.
里面就很生动地描写耶稣在最后十二个小时的事情。
And it has vividly portrayed the last 12 hours of Jesus' life.
那里面讲到耶稣怎么样被罗马兵丁捉拿。
And it was showing how Jesus was captured by the Roman soldiers.
怎么样子在大祭司和比拉多面前受审判。
And how he was sentenced before Pilate and the high priest.
犹太人怎么样子的凶悍的要他钉十字架。
And how the Jews are wanting to crucify him.
如果我们看旧约的圣经，我们就知道原来犹太人的动机是多么可怕。
And if we understand the background of the Old Testament, we can begin to understand how cruel these Jews are.
他们要耶稣永远被神咒诅。
Because the Jews want Jesus to be forever cursed by God.
他们要耶稣永远不得神的赦免。
And they want Jesus to be not able to be forgiven forever.
所以今天犹太人看到这部电影的时候，他们就抗议。
Therefore, a lot of Jews, when they saw this movie, they start to protest.
那没有Gibson他就说，我只不过是忠于圣经原著而拍的。
And Mel Gibson actually responded by saying that I was just doing according to whatever is written in the Bible.
借着电影里面的情节，他把我们带入到耶稣的受苦情况。
So by the images in the movie, Mel Gibson he actually brought us back to the time when Jesus was suffering.
他让我们看到世人的罪是多么的可怕。
And he showed us how serious our sins could be.
可是耶稣却愿意为我们担当这样子的罪。
But Jesus was willing to carry our sins.
本来应该是我们在十字架上受咒诅的。
And we are the ones that are supposed to be crucified on the cross.
可是他为我们受了这样的咒诅。
But Jesus took our curse and became our curse.
他受了十字架的刑罚。
And he was crucified on the cross.
挂在木头上。
He was hung on the cross.
就使我们脱离律法的咒诅。
So that he can save us from the curse of the law.
对犹太人来讲，挂在十字架上等于挂在木头上。
For the Jews, to be hung on the a cross is the same as hanging on the tree.
所以犹太人其实犹太人是没有办法咒诅耶稣的。
Indeed, the Jews cannot curse Jesus.
这是神事先定下的计划。
Because this is God's plan.
让耶稣替人受咒诅。
So then, God planned for Jesus to take our curse.
然而更奇妙的是，耶稣他受了咒诅以后，第三天又复活了。
However, what is miraculous was that Jesus actually resurrected on the third day.
证明他是神的儿子。
To prove that he is the Son of God.
他有复活的能力。
He has the power to resurrect.
所以门徒们看到复活的耶稣的时候，眼睛就开了。
So then when Jesus' disciples saw that he resurrected, their eyes were opened.
耶稣基督复活的大能在门徒的身上产生果效。
The power of the resurrection of Jesus has given great power to the disciples.
那些本来世上的门徒全部都不再胆小。
And those who ran away when Jesus was crucified, they are not afraid anymore.
并且勇敢背起他们的十字架出来为主做见证。
They became brave, they carried their cross, and they became witness of Jesus.
今天我们这群愿意做主的门徒的人，我们也可以如此。
Today, us as Christians who are willing to become witness of Jesus, we have to do the same thing.
我们可以让主复活的十字架上的大能在我们身上产生功效。
We can also let the power of resurrection work on us.
我们靠着主复活的大能来为主做见证。
So that we can witness because of the power of resurrection.
我们可以做所有主的工作。
We can do all work of God.
主复活的能力要帮助我们。
Because the resurrection of the power of resurrection will help us.
接着我们可以看28节到32节。
Then we let's read verses 28 through 30.
这里面用两个例子来说明做门徒所要付的代价。
And here it's trying to explain to us what prices we have to pay to become disciples of Jesus.
第一个例子是讲到有一个人要盖一座楼。
The first example is talking about a person who is going to build a tower.
需要花很多钱。
And that's very costly.
所以他需要先坐下来仔细思想。
So he has to sit down and estimate.
他是否付得起这样子的代价。
And to see if he has enough money to build it.
如果动工到一半没有足够的金钱完成是多么可惜。
It would be a waste if he get it started but could not finish it.
第二个例子说到一个王要出去和别的王打仗。
The second example is talking about a king going to fight against another king.
他也要先坐下来好好思想。
He also has to sit down and consider.
他是否能用一万兵去敌那两万兵的来打他的呢？
And he has to think about whether he'll be able to oppose 2,000 men with 10,000 men of his.
若是不行，就要派使者去求和平的条款。
Because if he's not able, he will send a delegation to make peace.
耶稣就用这两个比喻来讲到我们做门徒应该怎么去做。
So Jesus used those parables to teach us what we should do.
每个做主门徒的人都可以有两个选择。
Everybody who follows Jesus has two choices.
你可以选，我们可以选择自己的道路方法。
We can choose our own way.
可是它的结果往往是很结果是跟主的路是完全相反的。
However, we may end up going completely opposite to God's way.
第二种，我们可以选择一个聪明的方法。
And the second choice is a smart choice.
我们知道做主的门徒是要付代价的。
And because we know that we need to pay a price to be Jesus' disciple.
靠着我们自己，我们没有办法完全做到。
Because we cannot do everything for Jesus according to our own power.
所以我们就去向神求和平的条款。
So we should ask for peace from God.
就像第二个例子所说的，让这位王在我们前头引导我们。
Just like in the parable, we ask.The king to lead us.
让神在前头做我们的王。
So we let the Lord, God to be our Lord.
我们只要跟随这位君王就好。
So we only need to follow him.
这个两个比喻呢，就讲到了做门徒的重点。
So in these two parables, we can see what's the most important thing to do to be Jesus' disciple.
就是我们信耶稣以后要跟随主的话。
And that is to follow God's word.
我们需要牺牲自己的时间、金钱、体力等事情。
And that is to sacrifice our time, our money, our life.
要做主的事情是要花代价的。
Because to do works for God, we need to pay a price.
在算好代价以后，我们就要全力以赴。
After we sit down to estimate or consider the price, we have to start working on it.
接下来在33节又讲到旧门徒的另外一个重点。
In verse 33, he's talking about another thing that we need to do to be Jesus' disciple.
就是撇下一切所有的。
And that is to give up everything that you have.
若是我们只看这一节经文，我们很容易误会。
And sometimes we did not, could not completely understand what this is talking about.
我们以为神要我们处贫穷，不要我们处富足。
And we may think that God wants to be poor and not to be prosperous.
其实不是这样子的。
And this is not necessarily so.
在第一世纪，其实有许多基督徒是很富有的人。
And because in the first century, you can see that a lot of Christians are actually very, very rich.
当时候使徒并没有要每个基督徒都把财产撇下。
And at that time, those, Apostles did not ask all Christians to give up everything they have.
所以保罗反而是在提摩太前书第六章十七节到十八节这里面对提摩太说道，在提前六章十七到十八节。
In First Timothy, Paul says to Timothy,
你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无定的钱财，只要依靠那后赐百物给我们享受的神，又要嘱咐他们行善。在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人。
Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share.
钱财并不是坏的。
Wealth is not bad.
只有贪财才是邪恶的。
Only if you're greedy for wealth, then it's evil.
所以在这里主耶稣说，撇下一切所有的，乃是就是一样，让主居首位。
So here, when Jesus said that we need to give up everything we have, that means we need to let God to be the center or the first priority of our life.
主耶稣比世上的任何一切事情都重要。
Because Jesus is more important than anything else in this world.
若有任何事情和主的标准有冲突，我们就要愿意撇下。
If there is anything that's against the principles of God, we have to give it up.
在2003年的时候，美国阿拉巴马州的法院发生一件事情。
In the year of 2003, in the state of Alabama in the U.S., something happened.
有一个妇人去控告阿拉巴马州法院的法官。
A woman went to sue the judge of the state of Alabama.
他认为因为这个大法官把十诫的石碑放在法院的门口。
Because this judge, he put the stone of the Ten Commandments in front of the court.
这个妇人认为说这是违反了政教分离的政策。
And this woman thinks that this is against the principle of the separation of the state of religion.
所以那时候这个法官就暂时被撤销他的职位。
At that point, this judge's position was suspended.
过了一段时间以后，委员会们再找这个法官来问他。
So after a while, a committee was formed and they came to question him.
他们说，如果我们让你法官的职位复职以后，你是不是会把这个，你会不会把这个十诫的石碑移开呢？
They asked the judge, if we were to restore your position, will we remove this stone of Ten Commandments?
这位法官他就回答了。
And the judge says,
他说我不能移开这个十诫的石碑。
Said that I cannot do that.
因为如果这样做，我等于是否认我的神。
Because if I do that, that means that I'm denying my God.
因为我坚持十诫这个法律高过世上一切的法律。
Because I believe that the Ten Commandments is the highest and is higher than any other law in this world.
我今天这样子做是为了要见证主的荣耀。
The reason I do this is to witness God's glory.
这个大法官他这样子做是很重要的。
So the judge the way he does that is really very important.
因为他今天做事。看到今天美国社会正在逐渐离开神了。
He does this because he saw that the American society is going farther and farther away from God.
因为今天的美国社会正逐渐要把 基督信仰从生活中挪开。
And we see that a lot of people in the U.S. are trying to remove God and have something else to replace him.
若是这个大法官他妥协了，同意挪开这个石碑的话
，So if the Supreme Judge he surrendered and he gave in and then he agreed to remove the Ten Commandments,
以后其他各州的法院门口的这个十诫的石碑都因为有这个例子。可循就可以很容易被挪开。
And later on, we can see that many other Supreme Court's Ten Commandments will be removed because of this example.
这位法官呢，为了要见证神。
And this judge, because he wants to witness God,
他愿意为主撇下一切。
And is willing to give up everything.
他甚至就是失去了大法官退休的时候的一切的福利。
And he's willing to even give up all these benefits that he's going to get after he retires as a Supreme Court judge.
虽然他为主撇弃这一些
And he gives up all these for the sake of Jesus.
但是我们相信在他在主面前是被主称赞的
But we know that he has blessings from God.
最后我们看34节到35节
Next we'll read verses 34 to 35.
这里面主耶稣把每一位要做门徒的比喻成言。
Here Jesus is making everybody who found Jesus into like a salt.
如果盐放在食物里面，就食物就非常的好吃。
If you have salt in your food, it tastes good.
并且可以保存食物的新鲜。
It could also preserve the food.
门徒就像盐的作用一样
So disciples should function just like salt
要发挥门徒的作用就是要遵守我们前面所说的三个重点
So to be a good disciple of Jesus they have to do three things
就是要爱主胜过一切
You have to love the Lord above all
要背起十字架跟随主
You have to carry your cross and follow the Lord
必要时撇下一切所有的
And you have to give up everything you have.
在这里面，主耶稣也警告每一个要跟随他的人。
Here Jesus also warns everyone who is following him.
盐若失了味，最后只好丢在外面。
If the salt loses its saltiness, it will be thrown away.
这不是说我们会失去救恩，不是这个意思。
And that doesn't mean that we are going to lose salvation.
而是说我们如果失了味，失去了基督徒的味道了。
And that is saying that if we lose our taste of Christianity,
失去了做基督徒的作用
and we lose our function as a Christian,
我们在神面前就毫无用处
and we became useless for God,
就没有办法为主结出好果子
we cannot bear any fruit for God.
所以我们在跟随主的道路上要常常警醒自己
Therefore, we have to remind ourselves when we follow Jesus,
免得我们不合乎主用
So that we will be useful, we will not become useless for God.
若是我们一路跟随主
and if we follow Jesus,
将来神应许我们在神国里面有神他特别的恩典赏赐给我们
and God has promised us that he will have blessings to be given to us in God's kingdom.
我们可以看在最后的我们看一段经文在路加福音的第13章28节29节
Lastly we will read
后面看路加福音的13章28节29节
Chapter 13 verse 28 to 29
这里面说到你们要看见亚伯拉罕以撒雅各和众先知都在神的国里从东从西从南从北将有人来在神的国里坐席
Here says there will be weeping there and gnashing of teethWhen you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves thrown out, people will come from east and west and north and south, and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God.
这是主为所有愿意做主门徒的人，为愿意为主付代价的人的保证。
And this is the promise that God has given to those who are willing to follow God and not be witnesses of God.
今天我们这群跟随主的人就是将来可以进入那主荣耀的国度里面
And today us who follow Jesus will enter into his kingdom
这里面说我们将来可以跟亚伯拉罕以撒雅各他们一起坐席
Here says we will sit together in the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我们有没有想过我们将来可以亲眼见到他们，跟他们一起享受这样子的宴席呢？
Have we ever thought about to physically be, to really be with them and sit with them?
我们不是只有在圣经上白纸黑字看到他们而已。
So not only do we read about them in the Bible.
所以我们今天所付的代价跟将来永远的国度福分相比，实在是这个微不足道，太小了。
The price we pay now to follow Jesus, compare that to the glory that we're going to receive in God's kingdom in the future is minimal.
更何况我们为主付代价的时候，还有十字架上主复活的大能帮助我们。
Especially when we pay the price to follow Jesus, we actually are helped by the power of the resurrection.
所以盼望每个人都在主面前立定心志跟随他。
I hope that all of us can make our mind and to decide to follow Jesus.
盼望当主耶稣第二次来要接我们进入他国度的时候，我们都可以这样子说。
So that when Jesus' second comingis here and he's about to take us to his kingdom, we can all say,
我们不会后悔说我失去了主给我预备好的那福分。
We'll all say that we do not regret at this point because we follow Jesus and we do not lose all these blessings God's preparing for us.
盼望我们将来都可以在主的荣耀的国度里面彼此相见。
And I hope that we'll see each other in God's kingdom.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray together.
谢谢主，你今天赐给我们这段话。
We thank you for giving us words today.
让我们看到跟随你实在是美好无比。
We can see how beautiful it is to follow you.
因为你答应说你自己的十字架上，你复活的大能好帮助我们。
Because you have promised that the power of your resurrection will help us.
你是我们的君王。
You are our king.
我们要做的就是跟随你。
All we need to do is just to follow you.
求主天天赐给我们能力。
We ask you to give us the power daily.
让我们靠着你的能力，我们可以跟着你讨你喜悦。
So by your power, we can follow you and we can praise you.
好，让你来的时候称赞我们。
So then when you come, you praise us.
我们可以成为你良善忠心的仆人。
We can be a good and faithful servant of yours.
我们这样子祷告是奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢蔡老师的信息。
Thank you, Dr. Tai, for your message.
那么下面我们用一首诗歌来回应。
And now we will respond by a hymn.
这首诗歌是在我们诗歌本的367首。
And it's in the hymn book 367.
也巴不得我们的主帮助我们来背这个十字架。
And we really ask God to help us so that we can carry our cross to follow Him.
归全员
欢迎报告时间。
Now it's time to welcome and make an announcement.
那么我们首先来欢迎。